Let me tell you something that I had thought to bring up. You've kind of blocked out the whole subject matter, but I was going to ask you, after having looked over this sheet, now, here is the printout through the Westlaw retrieval system of the titles of all the cases that you wrote during your service on the court. At least that's what the machine tells us. And then in a separate list are all those where you dissented. And you will notice, if you look to the bottom number, that there are 22 cases where you were the author of the opinion. You're shown in the reports, Lindemer J., and then the opinion of the court follows. And there are 22 where you are recorded as dissenting, either writing a dissent or concurring in a dissent. Now, I talked not so long ago to former Justice Volcker, who served in, let's call it a different era. He served in the 50s, late 50s. When I did the same thing with respect to his service, it came out 84 to 14.
84 majority and 14 dissent. And what now, did you say mine was? 22 and 22?
Right in front of you there, 22 and 22. But I asked him about that.
22 and 23.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I had one more dissent than...
Well, the first time that I brought this up with anybody was with him, and I said, isn't this pretty unusual, given the fact of the division on the court then? Now, if you'll recall, he came on the court at a time when he was hailed as tilting the court. 5-3 to the liberal or the democratic philosophy as against how it had been before. He succeeded Justice Boyles.
Emerson Boyles.
And I said, how is it when the popular wisdom was that this was a sharply divided court philosophically, that here is what the statistics show. He said, well, I really don't know. He said, I think we tried to be civil to one another, and we were reluctant to disagree or to show acrimony. And he mentioned a few instances where one of them was the famous nudity case. You remember Hilda? Well, that was one of the cases much discussed that he wrote. And he dissented without going into the mechanics of this. It was recorded in the reports as a dissent, but had the majority vote. That was a idiosyncrasy of how these things were reported. Now, he dissented in this case from Deathmers, who was the Chief Justice. These two men were classmates, he told me, in law school. And he said that he was a little reluctant to write as vigorously as he did in this case. And he wrote what some people would describe, I think erroneously, as an outspoken championing of a certain kind of nudity in a camp setting, off in the, you know, wilderness, a social kind of nudity. And he was a little, I'm not saying apologetic, but he was very much aware that he was going against the Chief Justice. He didn't want to belittle or ridicule the arguments on the other side. And I thought, I don't know whether he had it right or not, but this was a nice thing to be able to say that if I can't agree, I'll write concurring result, or I dissent, and not to bother too much about it. I don't know whether he had it right or not. For one thing, and this may be more of an explanation, in those days you didn't have all these, you didn't have copying machines. You didn't have a lot of commissioners. You didn't have a bunch of law clerks. You didn't have secretaries that could turn out copies in a zillion words a minute through the modern marvels of communication devices and all that. What did, does this suggest anything worth talking about to you on the court? Now, obviously, this statistical idea, 22 and 23 or whatever it is, this is not, this is a statistic. You've already said that you valued the civility that you experienced on the court. And if I recall, you haven't talked about collegiality, but I think that's another way to talk about
it. Oh, yeah. It was a collegial group. We, I think, enjoyed each other and enjoyed exchanging differing opinions and so forth. And